Now, number eight is an inclusive and exclusive or. Inclusive or exclusive and inclusive or. And we've grouped them together here. I think that in each case, an exclusive or excludes some things, and an inclusive or includes some other things. But no matter what, the word or does exclude and include certain things. So the construction is essentially you want to give the client the illusion of choice. You want to give the client the illusion of choice. John couldn't decide whether to climb the mountain now or at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. In which case, we've given the illusion of, in either case, John's going to climb the mountain. The illusion is, does he climb it now or does he climb it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? It's fun to, if you have children, you can, but you only get to use this once or twice usually because the kids will catch on. You can say, do you want to go to bed at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tonight? And they'll go, nine. Okay, great. Nine's fine. Whatever you say. Let's do it if that's what you want to do. Well, after a while, the child will wake up if you use it too many times and they'll go, neither, Dad. I don't want to do either one. So it's either way. This is the basis of double binds. And double binds, I think Erickson summed it up the best. Milton Erickson said, I think my clients ought to have the illusion of choice while they do exactly what it is that I'm suggesting that they do. A double bind is also the basis for construction for an alternative choice question in selling. If you've listened to any Tommy Hopkins or before him, J. Douglas Edwards, you'll remember that an exclusive or an alternative choice question is generally used to set up a buying condition. And so you'd say, would you like it in blue or red? Would you like the large one or the medium size one? Would you like it delivered today or can we deliver it tomorrow afternoon? If you're making an appointment, you'd say, would you like to meet this afternoon at 2:30 or would 3:30 be better? These are all situations that give the client the illusion of choice. And I think his point of view was great. If we give the client the illusion of choice, it allows him to respond in whatever way is best for him. He can respond in whatever way is best. And it also avoids us seeming as though we were authoritarian.